the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. U Mboa, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part 4 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3, 2009 in Hong Kong.
Our next honorable guest is Mr. Feng Chi Wu, who is a Christian priest and is a vegetarian. Pastor Feng, please.
Welcome, Father.
How are you,
Father?
Fine, thank you very much. 你曾經開示過金星、火星呢，以前都好似地球一樣呢，面臨呢是暖化問題的。因為他們沒有即時去拯救，導致到現在一片的荒蕪死症。我們地球人現在是面對同樣的嚴重的暖化問題，如果我們不去同心協力全球一致地面對這個問題，不知道我們會不會好像變成下一個金星和火星呢？麻煩。
Thank you, Father, for this very, very important question. Thank you for being with us andbeing such a loving, concerned reverend like you are. Yes, Reverend Feng, I'm afraid that is correct. According to planetary scientists, Mars and Venus were probably like planet Earth at an earlier time. They had a comfortable atmosphere, warmer temperatures, oceans, and lots of water.There's evidence that both of them experienced extreme climate changes. Thus, today we see that Mars' surface looks like there had been oceans, mountains, and rivers carved into them. Even though there is hardly any living atmosphere left. And Venus today looks like it accumulates too many destructive elements due to a runaway greenhouse gas effect.The gases are still trapped on Venus at unbearable temperatures that no being could possibly inhabit it. Well, no physical beings. But I do know that there are unpleasant, invisible beings who live on Venus right now. We would not want to get there. We would not even want to know them. They are very, very... unpleasant beings. Their nature and behavior are far too vicious for us humans to feel comfortable in contact with them. So even based on studies of other planets' cases of climate change, we talk about scientific evidence now, okay? Astronomers are worried.That our planet Earth might become like either Mars or Venus. Dr. David Greenspoon, who is one of the scientists working on the Venus Express project with the European Space Agency, even said that we should learn from the examples of these other planets to get smarter and not to take it for granted that our Earth has had a stable, livable atmosphere in comparison and that it will last forever if we don't take care of it. Now, the scientists also say it is possible that there was once life on Mars and Venus. Through meditation and inner knowledge, and also through the knowledge of higher planetary beings, I have been able to contact the people in Mars. Their ancestors were the survivors of the global warming catastrophe. They kindly gave us permission to share their sad past experience and painful lesson with the Earth people. That it was their meat diet, their other unpleasant habit, their livestock production that emitted too much hot and poisonous gas, which triggered the release of other greenhouse gases from huge stores under the soil and ocean. Venus experienced similar as well. The people killed animals for food and lacked compassion and saw their extreme unkind activities led to their climate crisis once the store of their good merit ran out. So tragically, the vast majority of people on Mars and all the people on Venus perished within a short time, along with the animals and plant life. Very sad history. Our planet is also facing a similar fate very soon. I'm afraid to say that, but I have to. If we don't stop the meat production and consumption, we will face similar situation like Mars or Venus. At present, there is a risk that the current gases will trigger much more gases in massive quantities that we might not be able to stop anymore if we don't start now. Time is running out. There are massive quantities of gases, poisonous and explosive, such as under the permafrost. Well, it already happened on many parts of the Earth, as you might be well aware through the media or scientific report. Now the gas released then causes more warming, which causes even more gas to be released. This is like a vicious circle. They even call this vicious feedback cycle so-called climate time bomb. It happened on Mars and Venus. I pray it won't happen to Earth. I pray day and night to our Almighty Father, to the Buddhas in all directions, to all the divine beings, to please help us to awaken all the people on the planet on time, to realize the danger that we are in, to realize that we are truly running out of time. We are running out of time. We must wake up soon. We must make a small sacrifice and changes. I'm hopeful. I'm having a positive feeling that it won't happen to Earth, but we all must work. We cannot sit there and wait for miracle to happen. God needs us to represent Him in compassion, in merciful heart, in the way we live a godly life, befitting the God children. If we all become vegan and live a virtuous, compassionate life, it won't happen. It's still not so too late. It's still hopeful. Our planet will not follow this fate of Mars and Venus, and instead will be saved and thriving in every corner. Please help us, Father. Please, Father Feng, you have the power also to know many people and help us and all the people on the planet. Please pray with us and help us to spread the urgent message to be vegan so that lives will be spared and the precious Earth will regain her balance. And our godlike nature will be preserved forever and pleasing to heaven. Thank you, Father, for being with us. Thank you for your blessing.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Pastor. So, with our effort, we hope we will not see the climate time bomb on the Earth.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Master, we have now a seven-year-old little girl, Andrea Au, who would like to ask you some questions.
Hello, Master Qinghai. I am
Hello.
An environmental advocate. I always work with my mom to save electricity at home and like to do recycling in my daily life. As I know that the planet Earth was sick with too many human activities, and I want to make my home the only home comfort so that we can continue to live happily and harmoniously day by day. Dear Master, some people say that the food which is good for Earth is definitely good for human beings, because human beings and nature are one as a whole. Could you tell us more on this?
Wow, good girl. Good girl, Andrea. Good girl. Good example. I'm counting on you to save the planet. Yeah, you and your mom. Thanks a lot for helping. And by the way, 你好靓. You're beautiful. You are so smart and pretty. Thanks for your intelligent question. What you said is perfectly correct. The food we eat that is most harmonious with Mother Nature is also good for humans' health and spirit, because all of us are one, are connected. Being one with nature simply means that if we see a friend suffer, we would also feel sad. If we hurt our animal friends, we will feel sorry and suffer. Even sometimes we are not aware of the suffering, but it will come nevertheless. That's why all the wise teachers of the past told us not to hurt others if we don't want to be hurt. Like Confucius said, do not do to others what we do not wish to be done to ourselves. What kind of food is best for the environment and best for humans? It's the organic vegan diet. Organic because we don't want harmful chemicals to be sprayed everywhere and running into our water, poisoning the river, the soil, and all living things, making humans sick as well. Similarly, we don't want to kill or harm our animal friends, so we should choose vegan food This means no meat or dairy products. So that no animal has to die or feel pain for us to live is not necessary at all. We have abundant food and nutrition from the vegetable kingdom. Yes. Also organic because this practice will absorb huge amounts of CO2 already existing in the air, thus cooling our planet. Also, eating meat causes a lot of pollution to Mother Earth. This is from a United Nations report. The livestock sector emerges as one of the top 2 or 3 most significant contributors to the most serious environmental problems at every scale from local to global. Recently, the scientists has reported that meat diet contributes more than 50% of greenhouse gases, which is very dangerous for our planet's survival. Now, if we multiply the animals so much and continuously, their waste alone creates huge mountains of pollution as well. For example, one animal farm with 5,000 pigs produces the same amount of waste as one whole town of 20,000 people. Imagine that, Andrea? One dairy cow farm with 2,500 cows produces as much waste as an entire city of 411,000 people. So we may wonder, where does all this waste go? The problem is, their bacteria-filled waste is almost never treated and is too much for the land to absorb, so it runs into our drinking water. It pollutes the air, and it contaminates food crops with deadly bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. That's why you heard recently that even tomatoes, the harmless fruit that we make salad, it was even contaminated with bacteria. So this making animal products a killer of life on our planet. The best food, therefore, is the cruelty-free, eco-friendly, loving, organic vegan diet. Thank you, Andrea, for caring about the earth at your tender age. I'm very proud of you. Now, if you add to that organic vegan diet, you would really be a heroine of the planet, saving lives and making a shining example, and a best friend of the animals, which you love so much. Thank you. God bless you and your mom.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. And thank you, our lovely Andrea. And in fact, Andrea is a 7-year-old little girl, but she knows many, many languages. And she is a very smart little girl. Yes. I think she knows Spanish. Is that so? Yeah? Yeah, good, very good. Very smart little girl.
She, how liang.
Our next honorable guest is Mrs. Rosina Marita Akrati. She is a vegetarian and animal communicator and the founder of Animal Talk.
Good afternoon. I'm actually vegan.
Good afternoon. Vegan. Welcome.
Yes. You cannot talk to animals and kill them or make them suffer. So you have to be all round. One question to you, Master, is very simple. Human slavery was abolished over 150 years ago. How can we end animal slavery now?
Yes, madam. I ask the same question time again. By the way, for the audience there, just a little explanation. When Madame Maria say that she's a vegan instead of vegetarian, there is a little difference. I did not know the difference before. I thought vegetarian is vegetarian. But actually, because many people made vegetarian into a non-pure vegetarian diet, like some people would say they are vegetarian, But they say they eat chicken, only chicken. And some people say they are vegetarian, but they eat eggs. And some people say they are vegetarian, but they, eat all the things, drink milk, cheese, honey, or something like that, and wear their leather stuff. The vegan people are the purest vegetarian. They don't use any animal products. They don't even take honey. And they don't take milk. They don't have dairy products. Any animal traces at all in their diet. And that is the difference. That's why Madame Maria said that I'm a vegan instead of a vegetarian. Understood now the difference? Yeah. So smart. Yeah, so smart, yes. Now, to answer your question, madam, it is, you're right, a form of slavery, isn't it? Our treatment, our horrible treatment of our fellow beings, the harmless, defenseless, innocent animals. It is heartbreaking to think about it. Today, we treat countless animal beings in much the same way and even worse, because they all face the cruelty of massacre and death. At least not all slaves have to be confined in such a small cages that the animals could not even turn around all their entire short, miserable, suffering, tormented life. So animal farming is beyond slavery, madam. It's a death row sentence marked since birth. Entire species of beings are seen as inferior and labeled as objects for buying, selling, torturing, breeding, abusing, and murdering at the end. In such a cruel way that make us human the cruelest beings on the planet. And we should not be in that level because we are human beings. We are human beings. We should be humane. We should have compassion, love, and feeling for others, just as if it is ourselves. Put ourselves in that position of the animals, then we know what we're talking about. Their God-given lives do not belong to themselves, but to the so-called owner and ultimately to the consumer. And we helped to create their misery. All of us, or most of us. Until we awaken somehow by some good friend, some good situation, some urgent call somewhere. And then our merciful heart wake up and saying to ourselves, oh no, this is not right. This is not correct. This is not the way I want it for our animals, for our co-inhabitants to be. It's not the way I want to treat the harmless, the innocent, the defenseless, the even benefactor to humans. The similarities that you mentioned about slavery are shocking. But worse still, worse than slavery, this is the most cruel practice that we humans should never imagine that exists on our planet. Especially already 21st century, we had so many masters that graced our planet. Jesus Christ, Shakyamuni Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, the Jainist master, Mahavira, etc., etc., Guru Nanak, you name whatever religious leader and founder, they all taught us compassion and love. They all taught us to respect all beings as the creation of God. So how can we end animal slavery? Well, we can look at history and study how human slavery was abolished. All it took was a change of perception, a change of heart. It's the same with animals. We must see them as the noble, precious, nobly endowed, feeling beings as they really are, because they are some of their quality, we human should even learn from it. The loyalty of the dog, the selfless sacrifice of your pet when it comes to rescuing their family members or so-called owners. They would not mind their life. They would lay down their life gladly, anytime, for their loved one. If you just remember, when you look on television, there's some rescue scene when we have disaster, earthquake or something that destroy our home and many people bury under the rubble. Many dogs are sent from different countries or within the countries to go there to rescue their humans. They're walking, running, barefooted, and they run into every corner on broken glasses, on heated stones, under dangerous condition, just to try to find the human who survived under the rubble. They did not even think for one second how dangerous the situation is, how their life could be terminated every second. They just concentrate on their mission to rescue human beings. Now, we humans sometimes think twice about that. I'm sorry if I have offended any of you. I probably would think twice myself in that situation if I wanted to rescue somebody, whether it is safe for me also to do it. But dogs, for example, they never think. They never. They lay down their life any time for us. Now, if we humans think animals are inferior to us, I beg you to think again. We should respect them, love them, protect them, instead of thinking of them as an inferior object. Now, just 150 years ago, as you mentioned, madam, human slavery was the norm. At that time, people thought that slavery is normal. So almost everybody owned a slave or two and treat them the way they want, even branded them with hot iron to make sure that everybody recognized that it's a privately owned slave and not to be taken away or stolen or sold again. See, it was a normal thing to own a slave and to treat the slave as such, like an inferior object. Today, we are more civilized. Well, I hope, I think. Today, slavery is an atrocity. It's recognized internationally. A heinous crime. And the day will come when the same is true for animal slavery and massacring. But until we get there, we must be like the abolitionists and try to show others that animals are not here for us to abuse or to eat. They are here for their own purpose, designed by God, and deserve freedom, respect, and life, just like we do. Urge your government leaders to ban this cruel and harmful system as well. The famous vegan law professor in the US, Professor Gary Francione, calls this the abolitionist approach. He says that if we don't support slavery and want to get rid of it, we can start by getting rid of it in our own personal lives. If we don't support slavery, then we would choose no animal products at all. And we don't support cruelty, then we will abolish all animal products from our life. And if each one of us makes this humane choice to end the slavery in our own lives, then together we can abolish the entire cruel system that makes us less than human, that liken us to the so-called, we call them wild beasts, like the lion and the tiger. But the lion and the tiger, they eat when they're hungry only. We even eat for pleasure at the expense of the suffering, torture, murder animals. We call the lions and the tigers wild beasts because they are wild. They eat live animals. They chase, they hunt and eat live animals. Well, then we have to be different. If we want to call ourselves human, the children of God. Can you imagine? Would God do this? Would God come down here on earth and kill everything in sight, from the sky to the deep ocean, just to feed himself? Would God do that?
No.
If there is a God, would he do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, we are supposed to be the children of God, like Father, like Son, no? If there is a God that we believe, or there's a Buddha that we would believe, that come down here, they would never, God would never kill any animals to eat. God would protect them. Yes? Feed them. Love them. Is that not so?
Yes.
Yes. That is the God that we imagine that we would worship and trust. Yes? What kind of God who goes around and eat everything in sight? And we would also run away because of fear and terror. Now, if we are the children of God, the disciples of the Buddhas, then like Father, like Son, like Master, like disciples, we must do the same. We must represent a God that is merciful, compassionate, loving, kind, protective to the weak and the innocent and the harmless. Not only the animals are harmless, they are very, very useful to us. They are a blessing to the planet. They give the planet more love than we could emit. That's why our planet is still held in balance. Without the loving animals, our planet would probably have gone long ago. The way we treat it, the way we treat ourselves, each other, other beings and the environment, our planet would have been gone, 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 gone. But God is merciful. He sends more and more animals, different species to come here to help to balance the negative atmosphere of our planet, to make it more loving, more bearable, so that it still hang in balance. But now, it's too much. It's too much for the animals to even help us with their loving, kind atmosphere. So please, we now have to stand up and help ourselves. It's high time that we should behave in a way that is not liken us to the animals that we call wild beasts, like lion and tigers, for example. Now, the entire cruel system could be abolished for animals, just as we did 150 years ago, if we convince ourselves and others who are not informed yet. Because human beings are born noble, loving and kind. We have just been misled. We have just been misinformed. We have just been too busy to think. So if we inform them, inform ourselves of the cruel reality, very cruel reality, and be a shining example of compassion, be a vegan, then I'm sure we can make this tragic yet needless practice disappear for good, abolished forever. And all beings will live in peace, harmony, happy, fearless of one another. Thank you so much, Madam.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your benevolent answer. Thank you, Mrs. Rosina.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
This is great. I think that what your organization and Master Qinghai has been doing is great. We need to mobilize all components and sectors from the society and in the world working together and trying to improve our environment, save the lives. I think that this collaboration is great. At the different levels, spiritual is also important. I think your organization and Master Qinghai is trying to work at that level, which I think is essential when we're back to the fundamentals of humanity.
我呼籲大家素食環保救地球
我想永續經營跟這個綠色的科技呢以及素食呢應該是三個非常重要的這個所謂環保救地球裡面非常重要的因素。
Thank you for joining us today for Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.